Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on its I'm Bob Lennox. A creative original artwork will don the walls of the Mazur Museum of Art coming up tomorrow. The off-the-wall fundraiser on the walls of the Mazur Museum of Art coming up tomorrow. The off-the-wall fundraising event will give guests the opportunity to add to their collection during this signature celebration. Joining me in studio for a preview is Mazur Museum Director, Evie Stewart. Evie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. And once again, Off the Wall is upon us, a time that everybody enjoys. I think simply because some of the friendly competition that goes into this, maybe.
That's right. This is the fourth annual Off the Wall, and we see every year the bidding wars that you're speaking of. And it's always exciting for us to see which works in the auction, you know, create that kind of competition between people.
Yeah. Originally, the concept for Off the Wall, how did that come about?
Well, this is the fourth annual Off the Wall, and we were just looking for a new fundraising event for the Mazur to become our annual signature event, as you said. And the name Off the Wall comes from the silent auction that's part of the event. And we ask artists to donate a work to the museum. 50% of the proceeds go to the museum to support our educational programs and outreach, our exhibitions, and our permanent collection management. And 50% of the proceeds go back to the artist. So you support artists and support the museum. But the work is mostly smaller in size. We do have a size limit for it, so there's nothing huge there. And a lot of it is unframed, so it's kind of just pinned up on the wall, and it's a silent auction, and at the end of the night, the winner takes the work home with them off the wall.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the works in the presentation. What have you seen as y'all are prepared now and getting everything hung and squared
right
away?
Well, it's as you mentioned, we're currently hanging all the work, and it's always exciting for us to see what arrives, and it really is a big variety this year. We have paintings, drawings, prints, sculpture, mixed media, just, you know, really interesting work, some abstract, some figurative work, and there's several local artists who are included in this, some of our really talented local artists that people might recognize from the gallery crawls and other exhibits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we also extend the invitation to all artists who enter our annual jury competition. So we always have artists from other states, and that's always interesting just to see work that people really aren't familiar with. So it'll be something a little different than you see everywhere else. We have artists from California, New York, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Missouri.
So you mentioned, you know, it is quite a gathering and a lot of community effort going into this. And as you mentioned, kind of a double the benefit with proceeds going to the Mazur as well as the artists themselves. What do some of the artists say about being involved in an event like this?
Well, they really enjoy it. I mean, we didn't really know what kind of response we would get after the first year, and we get a tremendous response. I don't know the final count right now on the work, but it's probably somewhere around 80 pieces that we have, which is pretty big. But the artists enjoy it because they get to, you know, they get to make a little bit of money. They get to that exposure. They get to attend a fun party, and you know, it's they really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, it seems to be one of the things we talk about, the friendly competition, you know, with the silent auction part of that, but perhaps even some maybe on the artist part, you know.
Oh, maybe, absolutely.
Maybe holding back a piece or two to prepare and present for Off the Wall.
Right, we definitely get that. You have special works made for the event.
Right. You mentioned it being a big party, and of course, that involves some live entertainment, so tell us a little bit about the band.
We have a great band, Rocket 88. They're from Oxford, Mississippi, and they're one wonderful. They're actually friends of ours. We've known for a long time. My husband went to college with them, and they play all over the Oxford area and the kind of surrounding areas, Mississippi. They're really wonderful. As anyone is interested in their music, just Google Rocket 88 Band and have a listen. They're really talented.
Yeah. Now, as far as the evening, any other things that'll be going on, activities or presentations that'll be occurring?
Absolutely. One of the biggest reasons that people love this event, aside from the art and the live music, is the Bon Voyage Trip Raffle. When you purchase a ticket for the event, everyone's name is entered into a raffle, and you can, of course, purchase extra raffle tickets. And one lucky winner will win a trip to anywhere they want to go for worth up to $5,000. So that is really a great bang for your buck with your, you know, ticket admission or the, you know, price of a raffle ticket. The winner does not have to be present to win. So we have several people every year who, you know, if they're out of town, they'll just buy some raffle tickets because what a great prize to win. That's a really big draw for us.
I'm sure that's probably part of the conversation as well, is where would you go if you
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's every, we've had people go to New York, Italy, Mexico, the Caribbean. I mean, you know, it's really, we basically, we set you up with a travel agent and you plan any trip you, you know, want, where, anywhere you want to go. And it's always fun to, you know, at the end of the night is when we draw that. So everyone's always very anxious to see who's going to win.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the planning that goes into this. Obviously, a lot of folks in the community, I know Twin City Art Foundation and so many others that are involved in kind of bringing this together.
That's right. The Twin City Art Foundation is who puts this on for us. They're the nonprofit organization that supports the Masser Museum. And we have several sponsors for this. We're very grateful for all of our sponsors. And we've really had a tremendous, you know, response to that from the community. It's just been really wonderful, and it kind of grows each year. And I think people are just starting to, you know, like I said, this is the fourth annual year. So as people come, they, you know, it's an event that people really enjoy. It's a fun party. It's, you know, it's not stuffy or anything. As you said, there's that friendly competition, and there's really something for everyone. If some people come to hear the live music, some people really are anxious about the trip and to see right. who will win. And most people really enjoy bidding on the work. And you know, you can usually get a pretty good deal on artwork, and you take something home. And as I mentioned, there's so much variety. There really is something that everyone will enjoy. I really think that's true.
Food and beverage as well?
Absolutely. Food and beverage. We're going to have this event catered by Chef Eric Johnson, and that's going to be really nice. And we'll have wine and beer donated by Marsala Beverage, and it's going to be a fun event.
Well, Evie, sounds like a great event coming up. Of course, it is a ticketed event, and those tickets are still available.
That's right, and you can call the museum at 329-2237. Or if you want any more information, you could also visit our website at massermuseum.org. And you can buy tickets ahead of time, or you can just come to the door and buy them that night. And that includes the raffle tickets as well.
Off the Wall, the benefit for the Masser Museum of Art, as well as local artists, coming up tomorrow evening. Evie Stewart is director of the Masser Museum of Art. Evie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.